really need to mow my lawn!
Whoa, man, I hope there's more french fries waiting for me then.
I'll throw in some tomatoes and some potatoes!
As long as you throw on that special herb, I don't really care.
Oh. You think french fries are gonna arrive?
You can't protect the city, man!
Deep cut! Deep cut! Deep cut! Deep cut geeks!
Hello, foodies and geeks! I'm Ant-Man.
I'm Time of Two Stars.
And together we are the Deep Fried Geeks. Our weekly podcast where we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news. Hey, everybody! Time of Two Stars and I are here getting ready for our weekly podcast.
Pod-diddle-cast-dizzle.
And we got our favorite third companion.
What? I'm the favorite?
Aww.
The favorite.
Don't tell me you're Larry.
The favorite?
We got Leviticus here with us. Hey, Leviticus.
Hello there, people of the world. And not the turtle. But not the turtle. We do not like turtles.
Why do they always talk like Crane? So weird.
Because Krang sounds awesome.
People are probably over it by now.
Like Deadpool. He's the Ninja Turtle version of Deadpool.
Right. Why does everybody like Krang? What's so cool about Krang?
Yeah.
How are you doing, Time of Two Stars?
I'm good. A little tired, but I'm good.
Yeah, long day.
Long day.
I think we're all tired.
Yeah. Fighting crime.
Fighting crime.
Like, this couch is so comfortable.
Mainly from a lazy boy. I've been fighting for crime from a lazy boy.
Yeah. It's just because you're in between us. That makes it,
I know. I can lay on either one of you guys.
Aw, we can lay on you.
Both of them.
Woo-hoo! I am also tired. It was my day off today.
Yeah, what did you do today?
Binged watched Arrow.
What?
Yes, so I have not really watched much of it yet, but now in the past 2 days I have watched 20 episodes.
Oh my god.
That's just crazy.
That's pretty bad, right? It's addicting. Have you guys seen it?
No.
I have. I stopped at season 3, not because I don't like it, but I just lost track.
Okay. And
haven't got back. I thought it was good. I like how they tie some things in with especially the Batman world.
Yep.
And DC in general.
No, spoilers a little bit. Knowing now that I know that they introduced Ra's al Ghul. Like, I know that.
Yeah, I heard about
and
that.
So I can see it going in that direction.
Yeah,
in being a fan of the Batman lore and mythos and everything, I can kind of see the Ra's al Ghul. And did you know that they didn't even know they were going to do Ra's al Ghul?
Really?
Yeah, until like after the first season. Because I was, the guy, Kevin Smith podcast, they were talking to one of the creators, and he said that they were just kind of having fun and throwing people in because they can do whatever they want. And they kind of wanted Ra's, but they didn't know what villain they were going to have. And then they were like, you know, can we have a Batman villain? And they're like, sure, what are you thinking? And they said Ross. And so then they started introducing
Ross. Wasn't the Arrow by CW, which is Warner Brothers, right?
Right, yeah. Right. So they can play in any... I'm sure there's certain people that are off limits. I'm sure they're like, you can't have Batman in your show. Right?
Probably not.
But I like it too. It's fun. I like how it's got Deathstroke in it. Wade Wilson was really cool. Perfect casting for him. They had Deadshot in it, which was fun too. Huntress is in it, so a lot of fun little things like that. I'm looking forward to keep watching it and see who they throw in. If I had one complaint, it would be the drama and the kind of the soap opera feel. They really play up on those relationships and kind of the emotionalness of things, situations. Like that, a love triangle going for a little bit. And stuff.
Yeah, they're just trying to catch every audience that they can, I guess.
Yeah. It definitely is good, though.
Yeah.
Alright. Food, glorious food.
Ooh, starch sticks and cutlets. I don't know.
This week we're going to be talking about French fries.
Mm. Woo!
Put him in my mouth.
And he stapled a great meal. It's potatoes.
Right?
Right. I mean,
go with anything.
Steak and potatoes.
Taking the steak juice and just potatoes. Rubbing those fries all in that.
The drizzle of the steak sauce. Just scoop it up in the fry.
I can't imagine American cuisine without the potato in general.
Idaho would be shut down.
Or chips.
They would have to burn that whole state to the ground.
Or mashed potatoes, right? They're such a staple to almost every meal.
Oh, yeah.
Poor Idaho. But I think probably everybody's favorite version of the potato is probably the French fry.
It's just American.
If you don't know what a French fry is, we do have some listeners overseas. A French fry is a French fried potato.
Are they Aborigines?
Belize.
Oh, really?
Where else? So another place in South America, Australia, United Kingdom,
Croiky,
China,
well, it's getting
Russia,
more popular over on
Canada.
aren't there gator fries?
French fried potatoes are battens of deep fried potato. In the United States and most of Canada, the term fries refers to any elongated piece of fried potato. While in the United Kingdom, Australia, South Africa, Ireland, and New Zealand, long, thinly cut, elongated strips of fried potatoes are sometimes called shoestring to distinguish them from the more thickly cut strips called chips.
Yep.
So that is the definition of a French fry in America.
Are they 2 feet long?
That would be amazing.
Wouldn't that be the best thing ever?
Yeah, that would be pretty good.
A 2 feet long fry?
A 2 foot long fry?
Curly fries, even if you were to straighten it out somehow, aren't like that long.
I don't know, man. Some of those curly fries you get from Arby's, those things that you stretch
like half the box.
Yeah.
All right, so do you guys know the origin of a French fry?
Not really.
Mexico. That's what my grandpa tells me.
He told you it was there from Mexico?
Yeah, he makes them.
Papas fritas.
Yeah. Him and his family make them.
When I worked for Burger King, we lived in an orchard town. And so there's all the workers were Hispanic, right?
Yeah.
And so they'd come in and their go-tos were they were ordered number twos. Which is a double whopper.
Yeah.
So they'd go, dos papas fritas. And that's how they would order. So they would want a number two with papas fritas. They'd be like, dos grande papas fritas.
Si.
Like, yes.
No. No.
Unfortunately, Leviticus.
I don't understand. Are you saying no? Or American? Or Spanish? I don't understand.
Unfortunately, your poppy lied to you.
What?
Yes, they're not originated in Mexico. It is claimed.
I'm never going to lie again!
It is claimed that fries originated in Belgium. And that the ongoing dispute between the French and Belgians about where they're invented is highly contentious.
I feel like there's like maybe some kind of Illuminati conspiracy. Who invented the French fry?
Too wrong.
If we delve into it, we just die. We just
disappear off the face of the earth.
Like, stop reading.
I know the truth. Shut out the window. Sorry.
They're from America.
With both countries claiming ownership. From the Belgian standpoint, the popularity of the term French fry is explained as a French gastronomic hegemony, into which the cuisine of Belgium was assimilated because of a lack of understanding coupled with a shared language and geographic proximity between the two countries. Obviously, I didn't write that origin.
What?
It sounded like you did. Smart.
Two big words for me, right?
Pretty smart and educated little essay you wrote about
that. Yeah! Fries.
Some people believe that the term French was introduced from British and American soldiers arrived in Belgium during World War I and consequently tasted Belgian fries. They supposedly called them French as it was the local language and the official language of the Belgian army at the time, believing themselves to be in France. At that time, the term French fries was growing popular, but in fact the term was already used in America as early as 1899.
So Belgium changed their
So basically, they're made in Belgium. But you have these Brits and these Yankees came over. And they thought of Belgium and France are the same thing. And they thought they were in France, so they were calling them French fries.
Well, they all got some pretty good potato string thingies. What do you call them up here in France?
Wait a minute. Is that a potato?
I don't know. It looks like a shoestring. I don't even know. But I'm pretty sure we're definitely in France. That's for sure. Definitely not any other country.
I thought we were in Mexico. What?
How do you cook them dang things? Oh, you fry them?
You fry them? Well, we'll call them fried Frenchers. That's what
we'll call them. Fried Frenchers.
Fatty fries.
Frito fries. Forget it. We'll call them Frito Fries.
Frito Fries?
Diabetes fries.
Diabetes.
Another idea that I heard is that people said that they call them French fries because they were cooked like they cook in France. In France, they cook with a lot of fats and duck fats and things like that. Mm-hmm. And so the style of cooking them is a French style of cooking.
Oh, okay.
Soaking it in.
Well, I cook carne asada some ways, you know, my own way, but we don't call it Levi's carne asada.
Levi asada.
Levi asada.
Excuse me, monsieur, but you have been cooking it all wrong. It's carne asada.
Carne asada. Carne asada. Carne asada. That's Japanese all of a sudden.
Where's my steak? Where's steak? Where are they? Where's steak?
Oh. Maybe you should choose. I don't know, it's a horrible impression. I'll leave that to you guys. They're called Papas Frites. Frites?
Huh?
Fritten?
You just what? Said
Dutch. Papas Frites. All different types of names they're known as.
Huh.
So, what is your guys' favorite French fry variant?
French fry.
You like the classic and traditional?
Sorry. I can eat any French fry. Any French fry I can eat. They're all, you know, it's all the same taste. I'm gonna back up a little bit.
So I think I'm more talking about style of fry rather than like fast food or restaurant fries.
I like so steak like, fries.
So you
like
enjoy the steak fries?
The big potato wedge. Fried down, maybe with like some seasonings and stuff on
so
it.
So just a little crispy on the outside.
Yeah. Oh,
very, very fluffy and almost mashed potatoes on the inside.
You know,
it's a beautiful thing.
I'm going to top that with some thin fries.
Oof.
Those thin fries, man.
This is where we differ.
With some salt. Some salt. And then you get some A1 sauce in a cup and you dip those suckers right in and take them out and then you put them in your mouth.
Yes, those thin fries are delicious. My favorite is chips. I'm a chip guy.
Chips.
I like to have like the flat kind of.
You like to dunk them in
almost like
gravy.
A steak fry. Yes, you know me well, Tommy Two Stars. I like to get them well done, and then I like to get Guinness gravy with them, and I dip them in Guinness gravy, or I like to put malt vinegar all over them. Another sense of fry I like is I love the homemade fries that are a little thicker. Like, perfect example would be like Five Guys.
Yeah.
Like, I love that homemade type fry or just a classic cutter.
Almost like a hybrid long skinny fry with a steak.
A hybrid?
Hybrid. It's
diabetes?
Diabetes. That's where your diabetes is good on gas.
So, it doesn't matter on the type of fry. We could be chips. Curly fries, whatever you guys want. What do you think? Can you remember a time where you had the best fry you've ever had in your life? Going back and just picturing like a time where you just put a fry in your mouth and you were like, oh my goodness gracious.
Mine would have to be when I. In California, we have Jack in a Box and they have seasoned curly fries. Those things to me was the best curly fry I've ever had. But like fries and I don't know, fries in general, like that was curly fry or a seasoned fry. Checkers is really good. There's when I first had Checkers, because coming from California, we didn't have Checkers. They didn't season their fries necessarily like that. That was a real nice change. Yeah. Tasting something like that.
The seasoned fries are interesting.
Really nice change.
Yeah. I love Checkers growing up.
I do not like Checkers fries. I think they're disgusting. I don't know what it is about them. I just don't like them.
I am now changing from the Tartars to Killing Matt. And we are sending the Foot Clan to the Matt House. The Matt Cave shall be destroyed tonight. Slang, thanks, you do not tell me what to do, Slang.
I need
Slang. Slang is my twin brother.
Can read the turtles here to protect me from you crazy guys.
Well, I can
my favorite French fry, like, and this goes away from saying my favorite chips, but like, or chips, but one memory I have, man, is one time, the first time I ever had, like, fresh, out of the grease French fries from McDonald's. Like, with copious amounts of salt on them, and they put them in the bag. And you pick them up, and they're so hot, they burn your fingers. And you put them in your mouth, and it's just like, oh.
It is some
I will totally, I vouch there for is, that.
It's so magical.
There is something just, about McDonald's.
And the salt hitting your taste buds with that cancerous, awful McDonald's French fries.
Okay, how different do they taste without that salt? I mean, seriously, if they don't put enough salt on those things,
yeah,
it's
right.
Like, what's the
point?
They taste
like cardboard.
What's
they
the
do.
Point?
They taste bad. I don't know
and
what
if they're, if they're
magic
cold,
salt concoction is.
Being straight out of the fryer and having salt on them makes all the difference
they
in
are.
The world.
Because, like, definitely. If you let them cool down, they don't taste right. They're not enough salt, they don't taste right.
How about you too? Excuse me. How about you, Mr. Two Stars? Was there a memory you got of a first?
I don't know about my first or best, but I know my most recent. So I was visiting the family recently, and apparently they must have just bought a deep fryer, a little mini one, and they just fried them up some wedges and put some seasoning on them. I don't know what seasoning on them, but those little bad boys was delicious.
Did you put them in your mouth?
I put a lot of them in my mouth.
Eat them like crazy.
I snuck away to eat some of these fries. I feel ashamed. Ashamed that I ate their fries. But they were so good.
You're a fry shaver.
Don't look at me. So, French fries are amazing by themselves. But they're so much better when you put... You gotta have the right condiment.
I agree.
Them. So, let's just go take turns naming off condiments for French fries. I'm gonna start...
Okay.
Ketchup.
Tartar sauce.
Ranch.
Mustard.
Barbecue sauce.
Oh, yeah. A1.
Oh, McDonald's sweet and sour sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I could dip French fries in Italian dressing and still... think it's delicious.
You know what I like? I don't know if this technically doesn't count as a condiment, but you know what I like to do? I like to go to Wendy's, get a small chocolate frosty, and I'll dip my fries in that.
Oh, yeah, the frosty. Yeah.
Sweet and salty.
Oh, yeah. Dipping in frosties are great. Queso cheese.
Ooh, muy bueno.
Dude, one of my favorite things in the whole world, I'm going to have to change my answer. Oh, I want to go to Disney World so bad.
Oh, let's go.
Magic Kingdom Casey's Corner. And they've got the French fries you can get there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've got the little pump of cheese.
Oh, they do?
And you can get the cup and you pump the cheese and dipping your fries in that cheese. It's like...
We need a cheese pump.
Oh, man. It's like...
Pump that cheese.
It's like... It's like...
I was going to say, did you see that?
Taco Bell nacho cheese, but better.
Pump that cheese.
Oh, man. It's so good.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Creamy.
Mayonnaise? Have you ever dipped your fries in mayonnaise?
Yeah. I like mayonnaise. Yeah. Mixing mayonnaise and ketchup.
Mayonnaise and ketchup together.
Sour cream. I've dipped my fries in some sour cream.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good, man. I do that with Doritos, too.
The condiments really make fries. Something else that makes fries, too, that's popular is toppings.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of different types of toppings or styles you can eat your fries. So, like, a typical topping you would have is like cheese, right?
Cheese.
Shredded cheese, whatever.
Chili cheese.
So,
fries.
Cheese, chili cheese. There's
cheese, chili cheese fries.
So, my wife, she loves potato wedges. which I think you can consider as fries in a sense.
Yeah.
Potato wedges with cheese, sour cream, and bacon.
Oof. That's a beautiful thing.
Oh, it's seriously death in a cup.
Like yeah, the Baconator fries at Wendy's?
Mm. Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah, they
right
are
amount
good.
Of cheese, right amount of bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we didn't talk about this either. What about the waffle fry?
Waffle fries.
I like
amazing.
Waffle fries. Yeah, yeah. From Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
Those
even,
are
yeah,
good.
I've had a restaurant too where they had a waffle cutter and they would make homemade fresh fries, but they would make it like waffles.
Have you seen the fries? It's like the ends of the potato and they make them into scoopers. So
ooh,
it's like easy
no,
to dip in. Your, been,
oh, yeah. Have you guys ever had the tornado fries from
the what?
The heck?
From a fair. They take a whole potato, right?
Uh-huh.
And they put it on a spinner thing.
That's like supposed to skin
it. And
button.
It spins it, and then they leave the skin on it, and then they skewer it. And so it looks, it ends up looking like what that kid's got right there. It's
what?
Fries on a stick, and it looks like a tornado. It's fair food, man. Or like
man.
Butterfly fries. Same kind of thing. It's a certain. They put it in the same cutter, but then they throw it in a boat, and so they deep fry it, and then it looks like
I'm on a boat
butterflies.
With T-Pain.
Yeah, with T-Pain. There's
I'm
all
on
sorts.
A boat.
So
I'm on a boat.
You got different toppings and stuff you can put on fries, but then there's all sorts of different variants. So animal fries, Levi.
Yeah.
Carne asada fries.
Oh
cheese
yeah.
Fries. Chili
oh,
cheese fries.
Those
chili
kinds.
Fries. Crinkle cut fries, curly fries, home fries, potato wedges.
He's going to have frextacy with
steak
like
fries,
fry
shoestring fries, sweet potato fries. We didn't talk about
oh,
those.
Oh, no,
at
we
all.
Didn't.
Ooh. Triple cooked chips,
I don't like
waffle
sweet
fries.
Do you like sweet potatoes?
I do not like
have
sweet
have you ever
potatoes.
Had sweet potato fries?
Yep, I do not like sweet
dip
potatoes.
Dip them in some honey mustard.
It's almost, it just, I'm so used to a potato. I'm just not used to a potato being sweet.
Okay.
What is this non the sweet
what is there sweetness out of this potato?
I feel like I've been tricked up on y'all.
Wow. You take this potato back out of my throat.
I did don't spit it out of my mouth right y'all. It's a Cajun man apparently. In Hawaii he doesn't like sweet potatoes.
So have you guys ever had poutine?
Chocolate bleu? Poutine?
Poutine.
To be honest,
poutine
no,
is
not.
A Canadian delicacy. It is not what you're thinking of, Leviticus. Poutine. A dish consisting of fries topped with cheese curds.
What?
And what? In gravy.
Oh.
Can we make
poutine,
that?
We could try to make it sometime. Oh. Poutine is amazing. They just put the fresh cheese curds on there and then some beef gravy. It's a Canadian type delicacy. It's basically their chili cheese fries.
I don't know what they're
but it's their
from
bar
up there, but I'll tell you what, that's all a boot. That's wrong.
Yeah.
They share that with us down here.
A boot. They have a boot.
Poutine
they
is pretty amazing. It sounds like it would be an American food.
You think? It's very cheesy, very potato-y.
In gravy.
And beef gravy. That's just like the American way. I'm surprised it didn't serve on a bald eagle nest.
What? Okay. What do you think Peter Griffin's favorite fry is?
The freshest, hottest, warmest ones he can get right in his hands.
Thanks, Peter.
I think that's probably a pretty good answer.
Yeah, I think
well,
so.
How about Christopher Walken? What's Christopher Walken?
You know, like? The many place that he can go and just walk right up and get a free fry, that's the best fry.
The Walken fries? The Walken fries.
The Walken fries.
How about
is
Bill
this
Cosby?
A drive-thru? Kids today... They don't have an idea what you do, but you take the potato and you mash it out, you bake the potato, and you take the Jell-O pudding jigglers, and you make the Jell-O pudding fry jigglers.
Oh, man.
How about Chong from Cheech and Chong?
What hey, man, I don't know, whatever I can get my hands on, man, that's all.
I take my lawnmower, I stick the potatoes in the yard, and I take the lawnmower and I run over the potatoes and I get fries!
Is that how you make french fries, man?
Yeah!
No wonder why I've been eating your lawn clippings.
Spoken of. Alright, so.
Whoa, yes.
We talked a little bit about how fries go good with anything. So, what is your favorite entree to eat with a fry? Like, if you could think about type of when you eat potatoes and something, yeah, or fries, what's your favorite main dish? So you got fries, so fries, fries is main your dish? No, oh, fries is your side, and then you get the main dish. Mine would be a hamburger.
Yeah, okay. I was about to say, some hamburger cheeseburger.
And french fries, so, and cheeseburger.
Since I've moved to
Doesn't
Florida,
have to be a paradise,
since I've started going to the Ray, mine, since I've lived here for a while now.
Cheeseburger in paradise!
Yes!
Okay.
No, it is fish and chips.
Fish and chips,
yeah.
Fish and chips, oh, you take that, that's the sauce and just... Oh,
and
just,
the perfectly fried fish.
Oh. You don't know, another thing I love to do when I go to the Ray is get just to order chips. But the sauce that they make for a Scotch egg sauce.
Oh, yeah.
That,
yeah,
get that to dip your fries.
Oh, those Scotch eggs.
Don't you know
those
Scotch eggs?
Oh, those Scotch eggs.
I don't know why they're
good.
Purely Wisconsin Scotch eggs. Don't you know?
Have you guys ever had, like, a steak and french fries?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's pretty good, too.
That's typical, though. Yeah. That's why I said
fish and
chips. I
think we went to
Prime,
I think I had french fries.
I mean, that's
no,
the go-to. Is, like, a, you know... I love taking the steak and the juice, and if there's any leftover A1 sauce, and just rubbing it all in, and then
yeah,
I don't know. If I'm getting a steak, I prefer like mashed potatoes.
Nah,
that way I can chop the steak up, rub it in a little potato, a little gravy, and eat it.
When I was in Nashville, we went to this barbecue place, and they had fries, and they put pulled pork on them, but then they had cheese, and then what they did is they cooked up two fried eggs. And they put the fried eggs on top, and then they popped the yolks.
Ooh, that sounds beautiful.
And that was pretty amazing.
I feel like I'm already getting diabetes as we speak.
If we talk about this even any longer, I'm going to eat Tom Tom. He's starting to look like a fry to me.
So here's me getting emotional, right? Food is a big part of my life. Do you guys have any fried memories? We always kind of talk about that with food. So is there
I just thought of like memories dipped and fried.
Fried memories.
It's like Ken, like a pensive. So that's just what my wife is going to.
For me, like, it brings me back to thinking of the different types of fries. So each type of fry, I have a memory.
Yeah.
So curly fries, I have a memory of Jack in the Box and being younger and you know living in Yucca Valley. Then there's the thin fries that's in and out and going down into Palm Springs and enjoying weekends with my friends. And then the same thing for fish and chips. It's like going out with my friends and hanging out at the Ray, and that's what I don't have a specific memory. It just, when I think of fish and chips, I think going to the Ray and having a crap load of fun with my friends.
Yeah.
That's what it does for me.
Nice.
That's
perfect.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing.
How about you, Tommy Two Stars?
I don't really have any memory. Once the food's gone, I just like go into a coma and wake up and like, where am I?
What if we took a fry and we each ate one end of it until we kissed?
Like a Lady in the Tramp style?
Yeah, then we have a memory.
Remember the time we
it might be
kiss?
Awkward, it might be, I don't know, but we'll have a memory of it.
When we lived up north, there's a place called National Coney Island, and Amanda and I would always go, we would eat there a lot, and we would go and we'd have chili cheese dogs and chili cheese fries. Or chili dogs and chili cheese fries. So I always remember eating chili cheese fries with her. In the early,
those are good too.
The early years of our relationship, yeah. If you have not had chili cheese fries until you've had National Coney Island chili cheese fries,
then I guess
they're so amazing, man.
Nope. Not even chili cheese fries.
No, not me either.
So what is that? What is that from?
It's from Checkers, bro.
Chili cheese fries.
We went to our friend Jay's birthday party and we ended up at Checkers.
Oh, yeah. I didn't go.
Yeah, and he was trying to order chili cheese fries.
Yeah, but the menu literally said cheese, chili cheese.
Did they look at him like, what the
heck? Yeah, when he ordered it, they're like, okay, we'll get you some chili cheese fries. He's like, no, I want the cheese, chili cheese.
I want that extra cheese that you're going to throw on those chili cheese fries, cheesy, please.
Eat. Have you guys ever tried to make homemade french fries at home? It's not as easy as it looks.
No, it's not like a bag of like Oreo crinkle cut. Which again, we forgot to talk about crinkle cut fries.
Crinkle cut fries are great.
Yeah,
and just fresh, the frozen
fresh
crinkle
baked
ones too.
Warm. But yeah, they're awesome. Not from scratch.
No, not me either.
I like to eat it. It's
difficult. Wow. It's hard. I've tried to make sweet potato fries before too. That's also difficult. Do you think they'll ever get to the point where they sell bagged French fries? Do you think they could do that?
Like they do. Potato chips? They do.
Oh, like the
not like the hot fries.
Like that? Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah.
But actual like French fries, like you could heat up like popcorn.
You can go to there's frozen French fries that you I think at like Walmart and stuff. And isn't there?
But you can't really microwave them, can you?
I don't know. Maybe you have to throw them in the fryer or bake. Which that's just as close as throwing them in the
microwave.
Yeah, but
I think what you're kind of talking about is like if you're like on the go, you go to a vending machine and boop, there's a bag of fries.
And they heat it up or something.
I don't know. I think because the thing would just go bad too quick.
Yeah, they'd get gross.
Not like a chip. Yeah. Like Andy Capp's hot fries or whatever they
are. Yeah, those are great, man. All right, so what else? You guys want to talk about anything else about French fries?
Okay.
We're all in now.
We're waiting in bated breath.
No, okay, so what's a mashup that we would do? Like
what do you mean?
Chili cheese fries.
Okay.
And, you know, like chili cheese fries is usually just regular fries.
Yeah.
Like
with chili on top.
Yeah.
You know what I would like to see them try to do? Make like a fry dog. So like a corn dog, but instead of like a cornmeal that they fry it in, maybe like a potato. Like,
that'd be interesting
if you could do that.
Yeah.
What we didn't talk about is Frachos. Have you ever had Frachos?
Oh, no. Frachos. I love Frachos.
It's basically they take French fries or chips and they make nachos out of them.
Yeah, but like ground beef.
So they put all the nacho toppings.
That sounds good.
Ice House, man. Frachos. They make awesome Frachos. Yeah, I like to get barbecue sauce, jalapenos, drizzle that barbecue sauce
on
there.
Since I've been to the Ice House.
Frachos are great.
I don't think their fish and chips are as good as the Ray.
Yeah, I used to have a different opinion, but their fish and chips have changed. They're not the original fish and chips.
I haven't had it in a long time. So.
How about like pizza fries? Pizza fries would be a fun variation.
So like,
put marinara on them. No, just put marinara. Take a big thing of fries. Put marinara, mozzarella cheese, pepperonis on those things.
That does sound
Why good. Hasn't I anybody haven't. Thought of like
I think
a stuffed?
I've seen
fry.
Some like that online.
Have you?
Yeah,
a stuffed fry.
What about a stuffed fry? I don't know what you would stuff in it, but
cheese
jalapeno.
Ooh, jalapeno fry. Almost like a stuffed jalapeno.
What if it was like a Twinkie? They like injected the cheese.
That'd be pretty good.
That'd be like one thick awesome fry.
It'd be amazing.
It's like a super tasty.
What if it was a ranch? You injected it with ranch, then fried it. Oh, that actually
would be amazing.
This sounds like
I don't know if it would curdle.
Patent pending.
But you think it would curdle?
Patent Levi.
I don't know. It'd be the right, so there's cream in it.
You might have to put the ranch in after. Might have to fry it then.
All right, food geeks. If we forgot about a certain type of French fry or didn't mention your favorite.
Specifically French fries. Like tater tots. We love tater tots. No,
they're
but that's
really
not a French fry.
We want you to draw a picture of your favorite fry and send it into it.
That would be sweet.
Draw some
pictures of your favorite French fries.
And then draw our faces on them.
I just picture like a little kid with crayons like, I like twisty fries. And lemon. And two stars. And Levi. Something. I would love that spell where he's just like swinging one.
Share it with us on Facebook, Deep Fried Geeks, on Twitter, Instagram, email to me at mattman.pug@gmail.com. Please share with us, even if you just want to tag us in some photos or recipes and share them on Facebook, that'd be sweet too.
French Franca! French Franca!
That was Food Fork, Food Glorious Food for the week, gentlemen.
That's all we got.
Harry Potter French fries.
That'd be the best spell. Forget like Alohomora and Oculus Reparo.
French Franca! French
Franca! Suck them French fries, Tom!
The Weasleys would never have to worry about food again. They're already redheads, they might as well be Irish.
What's the spell that Nebuchadnezzar is trying to do where he's like, it has something, something, turned something to rum?
No, that was Finnegan. Finnegan.
Yes, Seamus.
Seamus Finnegan, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Eye of something, half run home, turn this water into rum.
Yeah. We need to make a French fry spell.
Yeah.
All right.
Who would thunk the Irish kid would have been the one who tries to get drunk at school, huh?
J.K. Rowling's racist.
Well, that's not a race. It's a nationality.
It's a race, Tommy Two Stars. Geek news.
Super. I didn't think there was geek news.
There is geek news. We got
super
a lot of
super secret geek news. It's a super secret.
I just didn't put it on the notes because I didn't have it done yet.
I've been hiding under my skin.
Secret, secret. I got a secret.
There you go.
All
right.
So, Force Awakens, Star Wars, and StarWars.com this week, they released a list of all the voice actors of who was voices of stormtroopers and different people.
Oh.
So, you had the regular names that you don't recognize, but then they also told you who certain characters were and stuff. So, I didn't really write down who they were. I just wrote down who was in it. A couple of big names that stuck out to me were Kevin Smith.
Wow.
Kevin Smith was in the in Jakku, and he said some kind of phrase of incoming at da 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 or something like that. He didn't curse or anything or say man or dude a lot. James Arnold Taylor, I don't know if you know who he is. He is a voice actor who is best known for Obi-Wan Kenobi in the Clone Wars.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
He is also some dog in a cartoon. I think he is Johnny Bravo, too.
What?
A bunch of that voices. A bunch of different voices.
Hey, mama.
And then Tom Kane, who is the voice of Yoda on the Clone Wars. He was awesome.
Snap.
So,
hey, Mama Yoda. You want to come on down the hill?
There's a bunch of other different voices too, but I just thought that was neat that they released that on Star Wars. They had a picture of everybody together.
That's really cool.
Kevin on a podcast said that he recorded a bunch of different things, so he didn't really know which one he was going to be. But I thought that was pretty interesting. I thought that whole thing was cool. They let celebrities be in it.
Yeah, with Daniel Craig and Simon Pegg, I thought that was cool.
Craig and Pegg.
That's all I got on that one. Tommy Two Stars, are you a big Power Rangers fan?
I grew up on Power Rangers, man.
So if you had to cast the perfect Rita Repulsa, who would it be? So I don't know if you know this or not.
I already know who they already cast. If I were to pick someone else, though, they picked Elizabeth Banks.
They did pick Elizabeth Banks.
Which I think she could do it, but...
I think she's
But the
be
thing
awesome.
Is, the way Rita always acted was, like, almost over the top, and Elizabeth Banks, the way she acts, is more like, you know, kind of like the sarcastic-y character.
How about in Hunger Games, though?
I never watched
that. Oh, you got... Then you don't know.
She was great as that character
she was,
in Hunger
Yeah,
Games.
She was really awesome.
I'm probably going to get crucified for this. I think Angelina Jolie would make a pretty cool Rita Repulsa. I think she's creepy enough, has enough facial modifications that she looks like.
So really, they wouldn't have to add anything to her face.
Just put the horns on her head.
She's
good to go.
Did you like Rita Repulsa in the
Power Rangers? Well, I mean, she was the main...
She was the main villain. We needed her.
Yeah. She's the one who brought us Tommy.
That's right. She created the evil Green
did.
Ranger.
Yeah. She did.
Who turned
So they are coming out with a Power Ranger movie. They actually cast a couple Rangers, too, already.
I thought that was cool. Oh, I didn't read that.
Yeah, I didn't read that either.
Yeah,
I knew there was the rumor mill for a long time that Jason David Frank always talked about that he's like helping them work on the actual new Power Rangers movie.
Yeah, they're rebooting it, so...
Have you seen
Austin St. John is not going to be in it.
I saw the original one way back in the day, and then I saw Power Rangers Turbo movie.
Turbo I liked. Turbo. How they brought in the little boy.
Yeah.
That turned
into they were like these massive cars. Like, you think about the Power Rangers, they're like, you know, the Zords are just like 20 feet, 30 feet tall.
I love the original, too.
The original movie?
Yeah,
I love that one. I think I watched it. Not that
I love like the beginning scene where they're falling, they're parachuting.
Yeah,
it's what's that band? Dang it, Red Hot Chili Peppers playing. Yeah.
So they've casted all the Rangers.
Oh wow!
I thought all I knew was the Pink Ranger and the Blue, but they casted Naomi Scott is the Pink Ranger. R.J. Seiler is the Blue Ranger. He's black.
What?
Trina Kwan, the Yellow Ranger, is Becky G. Jason Lee, Jason for the Red Ranger is Dakari Montgomery. And the Black Ranger is Chinese, it looks like. Luda Lin. So it looks like these are all kind of upcoming actors and stuff.
Well, I think it's better to do with, like, some people maybe don't have no name, so...
So there's no Tommy?
No, unless they introduce him later on.
Maybe, who knows?
Because he wasn't...
No,
Green Ranger didn't come in until, like, fourth or fifth episode, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the, like, the anti-Ranger.
Yeah, all these Rangers are pretty much unknowns. And the only
Scott sounds familiar.
The only issue I have looking at these pictures... is none of them look like teenagers.
I guess that's true, because that's a good point, because they were just like normal high school kids who got imbued with this awesome power.
Teenagers with attitude. That's the whole...
I don't know. Some of them look good to me. Some of them look okay to me.
Yeah.
Well, they look A-okay to
me. He looks like a teenager, the R.J. Seiler. So yeah, they casted Rita Repulsa. That's the only big name in it so far, is Elizabeth Banks.
Go to the other one.
What, the
Naomi. Naomi Scott. Naomi I wanted Scott. To see what she looked like.
I want to see what she looked like.
Maybe I don't know.
I think we talked about her in another pod. I think that's why she looks familiar to you. I think we talked about the Pink Martian? Ranger.
Okay, so she's going to be the next... biggest cast member in this.
She was Ryoko in The Martian. I haven't seen The Martian yet. I think it's exciting. I think it's cool they're gonna kind of reboot it.
Yeah.
I think it'll be fun. I think
with
Elizabeth
Banks
is
computer animation nowadays, they can make it look awesome. Did you guys see that short that they did?
Yeah, I actually
with,
just
like,
watched
the adult Power Rangers.
I actually just watched it again today.
They kept
it's
like
good.
Taking it off the internet because it was.
Super hardcore.
It was awesome.
Yeah. Super
it was
hardcore.
Awesome.
It was pretty good.
They had like big names in that too.
Who
like,
do you think's gonna
they had Jason Vanderbeek and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Who would be
James Vanderbeek.
The girl from Battlestar Galactica. The reboot, the blonde, I always forget her name. She's also in another show I watch. I'm sorry, Levi.
No, I was just gonna say who would you think would be
you think it's just going to be
what's
Rita?
His name?
Or is, you think
Zod?
Zordon?
Zordon.
Zod. Apparently, Zod. So he came from Krypton.
I keep getting stuff confused sometimes.
It's
so much of it going on in my head.
It's a twist, though.
They tie it in.
Because he doesn't sit on a bed of crystals.
I want Billy Joel to be Zordon.
And then what about the robot guy? What's his name again?
Alpha 5.
Alpha 5. That.
I don't care who
James
goes,
Spader.
As long as they
can. Oh, that sound, Tommy.
These Power Rangers, they think they're all awesome, but I send them and I do all the work. There are no strings on Rangers.
All right.
I don't know. That's as good as you're going to get with James.
This is cool. I know you guys are going to probably freak out over this if you haven't heard about it already. Cartoon Network announced a new Justice League cartoon. It's going to be called Justice League Action.
Oh, really?
Let me pull up a picture here for you.
As long as it's not like they're taking the Teen Titans and Teen Titans Go style animation.
It looks similar. Uh-oh. Have you watched Teen Titans Go?
No.
I love Teen Titans Go. It's similar looking.
Okay.
But different.
It almost kind of looks like a little more like cartoon version of like Young Justice.
So if you look up the picture we're looking at, it's called Justice League Action. The picture we're seeing as a picture of the big three. So, Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman. It's very sharp and very cartoony.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Why do you think they're going back that route? So it's like, you know, they're changing the animation a little bit. They're going more,
I think they're trying to, like, you know, modernize it.
You think make
so?
It a little edgy and modern.
Somewhat retro, somewhat.
Yeah.
For the kids
going
these
back
days.
To the roots.
Yeah, because it's like kids these days.
That's a good band.
Kids these days.
Is it a band? All the roots.
Westlife.
So, something really cool, though, is it seems like DC, Cartoon Network, and all them, and Warner Brothers, are really starting to figure this out on what fans and people want.
Yeah.
Kevin Conroy is the voice of Batman, who is Batman from the animated series.
Oh, okay.
Mark Hamill is going to be Joker in it.
I'm glad, because I love Mark Hamill's Joker, and, like, what was it, after Arkham City came out, Mark Hamill came out, like, I'm sorry, guys, I'm going to retire from Joker,
yeah.
No more Joker, and glad he changed his mind.
They're probably paying him a lot of money. James Woods is going to be Lex Luthor.
But then what, he's going to be foiled by, ooh, piece of candy. Piece of candy.
Nice Family Guy reference there. And then Diedrich Bader, I don't know if you guys know him or not.
He was from Drew Carey Show.
Oh,
yeah.
And he is also the voice of Batman and Batman and Brave and the Bold. And if you have not seen Batman and Brave and the Bold, do yourself a favor and put that in your eyes.
The only thing is, like, Diedrich Bader, I just can't take his, like, serious voice seriously, though.
Yeah.
Because I've always, like, gotten used to him on.
Well, he's
Drew
Booster
Carey
Gold,
show.
So you don't need to take him seriously.
What?
You know who Booster Gold is?
No.
Booster Gold is a wannabe superhero from, like, another planet. So he's kind of like an action star who gets thrown. He's like a big, big buffoon.
So, like, Johnny Bravo.
Yeah, he comes to Earth and he makes up lies and everything else.
Was he
makes
really
himself
a superhero?
Seem a lot bigger than
he's
he is.
He's a really big, beefy man who couldn't get it with the ladies.
He's basically, who's that character from Harry Potter?
Oh, the one who wrote all the books, Gilderoy Lockhart.
He's basically Gilderoy Lockhart. and so,
celebrity is as celebrity does.
So that's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to that.
That's pretty cool.
The article I read, they don't really have a release date or anything. But I just thought that was kind of exciting.
It was a good cast. I might be interested in watching
it. If I was going to get cable, honestly, it would be for Cartoon Network. Because
and not BBC?
There's stuff in BBC.
Okay. Well,
because
I mean,
there
might be on
so
Hulu,
good
though.
Right now.
NA and
yeah,
AMC.
I started watching this Afro Samurai.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Was that supposed to
it
Samuel
is.
Jackson,
it's,
right?
it, yeah.
Yeah.
There's some parts where
it's
just
very
like
tense
there's some nudity and it's just
some
like
nudity,
I didn't really
pretty
care
intense
for
violence,
that.
Yeah.
But the intense violence didn't really bother me. I love that type of animation.
Yeah.
That's what I like about
like
it.
Japanese.
I just don't.
Well, and it's always moving around. There's action. And
I hate it when they put nudity and sex in cartoons.
Yeah,
it's so weird and creepy.
Yeah.
Another interesting thing, more kind of cartoonish. Hanna-Barbera. Do you guys remember Hanna-Barbera?
I remember Hanna-Barbera.
Scooby-Doo, Yogi Bear, The Flintstones.
Captain Caveman.
Yep.
Jetsons.
Yep.
It goes on and on and on.
DC Comics is going to be rebooting several titles.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And kind of reimagining them to a more modern era. So Scooby-Doo is going to have its own comic. It's going to be a post-apocalyptic Scooby-Doo.
That's cool.
That's a good idea.
I
that
forget
is
what
cool.
the name of it was.
I've seen some cosplay with that, too.
Yeah.
Like post-apocalyptic.
So if you're looking at the picture.
It's not like an exercise machine where you're running away from zombies.
Hey, Larry.
Hi.
How you doing?
Scooby-Doo has an eye patch.
Shaggy looks like a hipster.
Scooby-Doo has an eye patch.
Oh, he's a hippie.
Yeah.
He's a hipster.
Shaggy is a hipster. He's got forearm tattoos and a flannel and a goatee.
Full beard and curly stash.
Yeah. Scooby-Doo has some kind of weird
like
eye patch thing with emoticons coming out of it.
Looks like bubbles.
Fred has a tribal tattoo.
He looks pretty
and it's
hardcore,
all buff
yeah.
and with like a gun pack.
Well, Fred's always been
kind of... How kind of ironic is that? Like
Velma
seriously?
Is
kind of
like a hipster gamer. She's holding like a game controller. What's ironic?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Like tribal tattoo. I mean, that perfectly fits him.
He does. He's kind of like the jockish kind of
the douchebag.
Yeah.
He has an ascot on still. I mean, look at it. He's still wearing
so,
the ascot.
I think it looks pretty cool. So they're kind of doing a post-apocalyptic type Scooby-Doo idea. They're redoing the Funstones too, which is going to be interesting, which is like a more modern day Funstones.
Modern day Stone Age.
Johnny Quest.
Oh my gosh, I love Johnny Quest.
It's going to be called Future Quest. And it's going to have Space Ghost in it.
Ooh, Coast to
and,
Coast?
Yeah.
Did you ever watch that?
That was weird.
It was like on late at
night.
Yeah,
it was on Adult Swim late at night. It was really weird.
It's called Future Quest, the Hanna-Barbera Action Heroes. Johnny Quest, Space Ghost, the Herculosis, Frankenstein Jr., the Impossibles, Birdman, the Galaxy Trio, and...
So basically like everybody else...
See, when I first heard Birdman was coming out in theaters... Like, oh, it's going to be just like the cartoon.
That's what I thought.
Nope.
Nope.
It kind of, like, the Flintstones thing, I think this would be cool to kind of even do as, like, a TV show.
Yeah.
It looks like they're going the sitcom route, if you look at the cart of the drawing of it.
Yeah.
It looks very sitcom-y, just the way everybody's posed, and Fred's got, like, a cup of coffee and stuff. It looks really fun, too. So I think it's a neat idea. Scooby Apocalypse, that's what it's called. So I think it's great. I think it's a way to kind of repurpose all these characters. Because something I've always been thinking of is like Looney Tunes. Like, the Looney Tunes are so much fun. And Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck. And they're timeless and like...
Do you think they'll ever get back to
rebooting it? Why don't they do anything
it?
With them anymore?
I don't know.
And so this is a start. Like... Even if it's just comics, I think it's super cool.
Because everything's mature now, and everything has sexual innuendos,
and
everything
like that. It's all
technology-based.
So
yeah, and it's
if
like...
If Bugs Bunny's not constantly looking on Facebook or Twitter, then the kids can't relate to him. Who drops an anvil on him? Hashtag stupid.
Well, it's like Adventure Time.
Oh my gosh, that show is just
like...
You don't like
stupid.
Adventure Time?
I don't like Adventure Time.
I'm just constant.
Dude, I loved... Scooby-Doo was probably one of my favorite cartoons when I was growing up. That was one of...
Scooby-Doo.
Where are you?
We've got some
work
to do now.
I agree in some sense, and I disagree. Like, I like some of the modern cartoons. Like, the regular show. Have you watched the regular show? It's so fun and edgy and hilarious.
I've got something... Just this grudge against anything to do with cartoons and music nowadays.
Oh, really?
Like, if it's not, like, back in the 90s or past the 90s, it's like I have something against it.
Okay.
I don't know why.
I mean, SpongeBob was kind of 90s, but SpongeBob's been on forever.
I'm over it.
It's changed a lot. It's kind of like,
yeah.
You know, got the last stupid
I wish they would just say that SpongeBob and Patrick are together.
That
together.
SpongeBob was supposed to be an adult TV show, and then kids started watching it.
I can see that.
Because you know how they start talking, like SpongeBob and Squidward and Patrick, and then there's randomly that dolphin noise.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be them cussing, but they bleep it out.
Huh, interesting.
That
is interesting to know. Larry, you need to come around more often.
You're filling us little tidbits we didn't even know.
All right, so that's going to be pretty cool. Something else I thought was cool is, do you guys know that the new Ghostbusters movie is coming out in July?
Is it?
Do you also know that there's still not a trailer for it, which is weird?
Really?
But they do have an official website now.
Huh.
So you can go to Ghostbusters.com, check it out. It has little profiles of all the new characters and stuff. Something, if you didn't know this already, Chris Hemsworth is going to be in it.
Hemsworth.
Thor.
Uh-huh.
He's the secretary. So you know
how
they have like a pretty girl
secretary? So they have a female Ghostbusters with a male secretary?
Yeah, well,
that's
they're
funny.
Flipping the whole thing.
Yeah.
I hope he's like Ghostbusters. This is Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
that's
pretty awesome.
I don't know how he would do that. That'd be hilarious.
Well, he's wearing glasses, which is nice, too.
I'm excited for this movie. I know a lot of people are upset about it because they're doing the whole female lead.
I don't care about that.
I don't care.
And the actresses they have in it are pretty funny.
What I like about it...
Melissa McCarthy is just hilarious.
There's no way of ruining it now.
Yeah.
There's no way of ruining the originals. Because they're, in a sense, recreating it, in a sense...
Yeah.
Because it's a whole different movie at this point.
So you're not going to ruin anybody's childhood.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be some...
Yeah.
It's not like the original. I've never.
This is horrible.
If you're not excited,
I hate women.
If you're not excited for this movie yet, go to Ghostbusters.com and look at all these pictures and stuff, and I guarantee you will.
www.ghostbusters.com. Go now.
Something that was really that I thought was really smart is the top scroll of it too, which I can't get it to move. Is it has quotes from all the older actors
about the movie
and well how they think it's going to be and Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd and everything else. So,
do you think they're going to have any cameos?
Oh yeah, I think everybody has a cameo.
Well, except for Harold Ramis.
Yes, Harold Ramis does not have a cameo because he's dead. But
that's so cold and jaded. Sorry.
Jeez,
he's dead.
Something too that is exciting is that Dan Aykroyd has helped write it, and Harold Ramis did too.
Oh wow! That's
so awesome. They're kind of basing it. I think they're trying to go towards the idea they had for the third movie.
Okay,
they're doing it with the girls. And then Dan Aykroyd's an executive producer, so it's gonna be sweet. Go check out the website. It's fun to just kind of look at. There's not a whole lot on there, but if you're not excited for that movie yet, it will get you excited.
Yeah, Lego's Ghostbusters coming out too with Dimensions.
Yeah.
Shortly. That looks like it's going
to
be fun.
I want to play Dimensions so bad. And then the other thing I just wanted to talk about, since Tommy Two Stars and I love our theme parks, I thought this was pretty interesting when I was playing around the internet today. SeaWorld. All politics aside, in Orlando is a fun park.
Yeah.
They have some fun roller coasters and the animals things and all that. But
aren't they kind of like trying to split it up a little bit so they have like the kind of
They're trying
animalistic
to do
part with like the zoo and aquarium
and a theme
stuff,
park with
and
rides.
A theme park and the other park.
And they're trying to make them all like ocean themed and stuff. They got a Kraken roller coaster. They've got a Manta roller coaster, which is pretty hardcore. And this roller coaster is going to be called the Mako after the world's fastest shark, the Mako shark. This is going to be officially the tallest, fastest, longest roller coaster in Orlando.
Ooh.
Because if you know from being in this, if you're in the Florida area, Orlando's not known for their big coasters.
Not really.
So this is cool that it's going to be fast,
I mean,
tall,
they got
and
the
long
Hulk and stuff like it, and stuff like that. Harry.
But it's not really tall though.
Fast though, shoots you out of there like 60 miles an hour.
Yeah, this is gonna be 200 feet tall.
Whoa,
it's gonna reach 73 miles per hour. It's gonna be 4,760 feet of steel track, nearly a mile long.
Wow,
it leaves riders feeling both breathless and weightless. Scream through the deep dives with unmatched speed and predator power, fly through the air with grace and agility. The ocean's apex predator.
So, on the picture, it doesn't really show any. Twirlies or doopity doos.
Doopity doos.
Yeah,
box.
I don't think it's a real doopity doo ride. I think it's more of a
those fin flips as sharks would call.
Do
them.
A barrel roll.
Do a share crawl.
is that like Sheryl Crow and David Crow?
Do a Sheryl Crow.
Married.
Yep, exactly.
I'm trying to think of a Sheryl Crow song now, and I can't think of one. Yeah.
Does it?
Nope.
That's the Kid Rock song picture.
Yeah.
that could have been multiple songs.
So this ride is opening in 2016. So if you live in the Orlando area, get excited for this awesome themed roller coaster if you're a SeaWorld guy. It looks pretty fun.
He's hiding.
All right, geeks. That's all I got for geek news. Do you guys have anything that you think maybe I missed that you heard this week?
I think that's all I could think of.
Nothing super crazy. Deadpool comes out this weekend. So
next
by the time
weekend.
And next weekend, by the time you probably have this in your ears,
you're probably sitting in the theater watching.
No,
Deadpool.
Not yet.
No,
this will be out before. This will be out before Deadpool.
Yeah, probably.
It's gonna come out right before Deadpool.
Yeah.
But Deadpool comes out on February 12th. Which is exciting too.
Well,
guys, we know how much you guys love us. We know we're awesome. You know we're awesome. Your moms know we're awesome. Our moms know that we're awesome. So share our podcast as much as possible so we can get many more likes on this podcast.
Yeah, share us with your friends. Copy our URL. Share us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever. please make sure you tell your friends about us. We have listeners pretty much almost all over the United States now. I think we're missing like 6 or 7 states. So
I'm going to tell my mom.
It would be fun. So please tell everybody you know about us, because we're family friendly and for all ages. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us this week. Go do your French fry spells.
Ooh.
French fry cadavras French and stuff.
French focus. I think we changed it.
Yeah, I don't remember. So one's going to give you like chips, the other
one's going to give
you chips. Curly Fredicus! Chip Diggus! Corkscrew spell.
Keep calm and.
Geek on.
Geek on.
Where's Frenchilla?
I was born in the fryer.
Where's Frenchilla?
They need to make a what?
PG-13 version.
Version, you're still stuck on that?
Yes, a real one.